Hey, welcome. Carm here. Remarkable Results Radio's episode 495. Now, I was visiting my friend Bill Nalu's shop in Madison Heights, Michigan, and he shared how his customers loved paying their invoice with text-to-pay. Well, I found that enlightening, and it's a differentiator, too, so I had to get the story. I did not know he was using 360 Payments, Steve Ciabattoni's company, to process that, and now you'll get the story.
That he's looking to do whatever's possible to make the customer experience better, and the customer is number one in his eyes, and that's what he's focused on.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hello, friends. Carm Capriotto here, the Aftermarket Podcast Guy. I'm proud, so proud to partner with Napa Auto Care and the 2020 Napa Expo. It's coming to Las Vegas, April 6th through 9th, 2020. You still have time to get there. Now, join members of the Napa family and find out the latest news and the most up-to-date industry information that you can get. Now, mark your calendar, April 6th through 9th, then contact your Napa store for all the details and the enrollment information. I hope to see you in Las Vegas. Hey, have I thanked you lately for listening? Hey, you know, I know how much you rely on the podcast to keep you updated with the talk on the street, as well as trends, insights, and ideas that help support your business. And this episode is just all about that. Hey, when you listen and subscribe to the podcast, it fuels my passion to search for great stories, intriguing guests, and discover the buzz on the street. Now, every episode has the ingredients, you know, to help you along the way. The most important thing you must do, is implement that just one thing you just learned. You know how much I love my coffee? I love my coffee. And I recently opened a Buy Me a Coffee link, remarkableresults.biz/coffee. If you love what we do here on the Aftermarket's premier podcast, then let's Java. Okay, let's talk about customer convenience. Steve Ciabattoni, co-founder of 360 Payments, talks about the power of offering your customers to pay their repair bill via text. Now, it's secure and allows the customer who can't make it to the shop before your closing time another great option to choose to close out the invoice for you to get paid. Now, Steve shares some stats on how this can help your business. You know, like with all new tech, you get a chance to discover what impact it can have on your counter efficiency and your customer relationships. So important. Hey, we're always looking out for things right here on the podcast that can help your business. And if you know of any that need to be discussed on the Aftermarket's premier podcast, just email me, Carm, C-A-R-M, at remarkableresults.biz, B-I-Z. Hey, a warm welcome for his second appearance on Remarkable Results Radio is Steve Ciabattoni, 360 Payments.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, Carm.
A friend of mine, a good friend of mine, Bill Nalu, big time into text-to-pay, always talking about it and saying, I got this cool little, they put their keys in, I give them a code so they can come at night, they've already paid their bill, and I went to his place and I saw how he pulled this whole thing together. And, you know, I always said in the back of my mind, I got to have you back on to talk about this because it seems to me like this is one hell of a convenience for your customers, accepting the ability to text to pay your, credit card. Ingenious. Who invented this?
Well, I wouldn't say we invented it, but I think we're the first really to be bringing it to the automotive repair market. And it really stemmed from my own personal experience. My mechanic, he's a great friend of mine. He was actually our first customer in San Jose. And, he's a great mechanic and a decent communicator. And I work late many times. And, you know, what happens is that I pick up the car after he's already closed his shop. He trusts me. So he leaves his keys in the car, or my keys in the car for him, for me to grab. And then the next day he's chasing me to pay. And it's not that I don't want to pay, but I'm busy and he's busy. So it's just a bit of a challenge to connect with him. So I thought, well, what if you could just send me a text message and have a link in that text message that I could click on and pay right there? You know, that would make my life a lot easier. And that's what we're trying to do, is focus on how to make the shop's customers happier with their experience on closing out their invoices, their ROs.
Steve, I do business with a dry cleaner who has my card on file. Is it very much like that or completely different?
It could be. You could use it in that manner. But it's that original transaction that you're collecting from the customer can be accessed through the text-to-pay platform. So usually implement it with digital vehicle inspection solutions like Bolt-On or AutoTextMe, AutoServe1. Part of that process, which I highly endorse, and I think shops really should be utilizing a digital vehicle inspection solution because it helps you sell more jobs. But part of that closeout process is, hey, here's the job that we're estimating to do for your car. Do you approve it? The customer can then approve right there on the phone. And then when the job's done, hey, your car's ready for pickup. Click here to pay. And, you can either pay by credit card or in the future, there'll be other options for payments.
At the end of the day, and I've been in shops at the end of the day, there's four or five or six of us kind of hanging out, waiting to get checked out and get all the right information, communicate what went on with the car and all that stuff. And if I'm just too busy and I had to be out of there, I love the concept that just click and pay. And is it secure?
Absolutely. We use tokenization and hosted payment fields to ensure that the car data never touches the software company. So it goes right from your phone right into our website, essentially, and we take on all that compliance.
Okay, you take security on the compliance, and obviously the text must know the amount.
Yeah, so the integration works so that the page that shows up on your phone is your invoice. It'll show your invoice number and the amount that you owe, and from there you just enter your credit card information. And most phones have their, like Safari will store somebody's credit card information, or Google Chrome will store your credit card information so that it's easy for you to implement.
So I love the whole convenience thing of it. But as a service advisor, if I never see you to close out the transaction to talk about the stuff that's necessary and needed and what you did do and what you didn't do and according to the, to the agreement that we had, does that open up too big of a communications or relationship gap with the customer? Or are they just so happy to do a transaction like this that they continue to be loyal?
That's an interesting point that gets brought up a lot. And I'd love to hear a debate on this because I agree. I think a big part of what sets our customers, our shops apart from the dealership is that personal relationship. But at the same time, as a consumer, as a person who's visited many shops and somebody that who's busy and wants to get out and go on with my life, I often don't want to necessarily talk about what was done. I trust my guy. I've been going to him for years. I just want to pay and go home. And I would say that, this adds a level of convenience. And if I want to talk about what was done to my car, I'll probably initiate that conversation. That's my own perspective, but it'd be an interesting topic to debate. Yeah. Among shop owners and probably customers as well.
But for sure, if you get one or two a day and you've got five or six to close out at the end of the day, you can actually spend more time with the people that don't prefer to do pay to text or a text to pay because now you've got one less or two less to deal with. So that brings up quality time then.
We've actually built out an ROI, return on investment calculator for shops to take a look at it so that if you assume that each checkout takes 5 minutes and your service advisor is making $20 an hour and you're doing 10 checkouts a day and you can assume 30% of those checkouts are going to be done by text to pay now, how much time are you saving your service advisor? And essentially, how much soft cost, labor costs are you saving your shop? And of course, you're still going to pay that service advisor no matter what, but what could he or she be doing that instead of, just checking somebody out, they could be working with, like you said, customers that are needing more attention or maybe something else in the shop that's more impactful to the bottom line.
Hey, it's Carm here with news about the new NAPA Smart Sign, previously known as the digital menu board. I like to think of it like a silent salesman on a TV near your service desk. It's an easy way for you to increase customer awareness of your current promotions and educate them about needed repairs and service. In other words, having a NAPA Smart Sign will supercharge your sales. NAPA Auto Care tests have shown 1 out of 5 consumers ask for a repair or service they've seen on the board, and targeted promotions resulted in double-digit increases. One Auto Care shop owner said, "I've received amazing feedback. Customers are actually asking for additional services they see on the screen." Now that's what I call getting results. You choose the content for your NAPA Smart Sign from a library of auto care services and repair topics. The Smart Sign comes with preloaded content just about anything you can think of is available, from alternators and alignment to wiper blades and wheel bearings. There are over 150 topics to choose from. Templates can be customized with your location branding for a professional look. Some of the options include customer reviews from Kukui, DemandForce, or MechanicNet, live news, and even the weather. Whatever content you choose, it's preloaded for you. Just as important, it's easy to change your services, prices, and video content anytime you'd like. Plus, the latest NAPA national promotions are downloaded to you automatically. Of course, having a NAPA smart sign gives your auto care center a professional, state-of-the-art look and feel that tells customers, I'm on top of my game. Now, that builds trust, which means recommendations are accepted more readily and customers spend more. Find out more about what NAPA smart sign can do for your business. Talk with your servicing NAPA store owner to find out more about the smart sign and all the other reasons to become part of the NAPA Auto Care family, the largest network of independent repair shops in the country. So you've got an ROI. Any average number you could give me?
What we're finding so far is about $250 to $300 a month in savings, in labor cost savings, based on about 10% checkout. What we're also finding is that text-to-pay is replacing all of those manual transactions, the phone orders that your shops are already doing. So instead of, you know, taking a card number over the phone and manually keying that into a computer or to a terminal, those transactions are happening on the consumer's phone, which elevates your shop's, you know, detail to or elevates your shop to show that you're involved with technology, makes the consumer feel more secure because the card's never leaving their hand or their phone, and, you know, saves your shop time. So right now we're seeing about 10 to 15% adoption. We think it's going to grow though as consumers become more accustomed to the idea that they can pay via text message.
You got to get permission from them?
You should be getting permission, but as part of your process when you're signing somebody up or bringing on a new customer, you know, asking them as part of the digital vehicle inspection process, can we text you? I think that's something that's typically implemented already with.
Okay, so if I'm willing to be text the information that comes to me about my vehicle, but now it's at the end of the day and I send this finalized ticket, if a customer who doesn't have a conflict and doesn't come there before 5 or 5:30 or 6 o'clock, they can come to your place before you close, are they still choosing to do text to pay?
We are finding that some are, but I think a lot of consumers are just, you know, over habit taught to just show up and pay in person.
Got it.
So we haven't seen necessarily more than about 15 to 20% total adoption on a per shop basis, but we're finding that it is climbing. So yeah, but you certainly could still pay in person.
And your ROI is all about the time that's spent keying in the number, or is it the time in the face of the customer?
The time for that's spent, you know, helping the customer check out.
Okay.
So theoretically, if you were to take a text to pay transaction, you could put the key in a lockbox and text back a code to your customer saying, "Hey, your key's in the lockbox. Feel free to pick it up at your convenience."
Once you get confirmation that the ticket was paid.
That's right, and I think that's how Bill is actually implementing it at his shop, and I know he's a big supporter of it.
Okay, so Bill's one of your customers?
Yes, sir.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's a great customer.
Oh, for total transparency then. Now I know. Okay.
Yeah.
you talk about an advocate, man. Every time you have a chance to see, hey, what's new? And then he goes off on text to pay in his lockboxes. And in fact, I even took a picture of his lockboxes. What I should do is I should put it in our show notes page.
Yeah.
So people can see how he does it. It's really excellent.
It sets him apart from the competition. You know, I mean, there's a lot of shops out there and there's a lot of dealerships and, you know, everybody's competing for that same customer. And he just, you know, time and time again shows that he's on the cutting edge and that he's looking to do whatever's possible to make the customer experience better. And the customer is number one in his eyes. And that's, you know, that's what he's focused on. That's why he's so successful.
So is this a discussion that you have with the customer before they leave? You know, they're going to drop the car off and leave, and they're going to catch a job, a ride to work, or they have the loaner and they're leaving. You have this conversation. Would you prefer, or do you just make this happen with the normal text communications during the day? What's the preferred method?
That's a great question. I don't know what the preferred method is necessarily, but I think people are accustomed to receiving text messages. And personally, I'm delighted when a vendor of mine is texting me so that I don't have to actually have a phone call. I am a millennial, so maybe it's just my preference there.
You're a millennial. Well, that explains it all.
Explains everything, right? But you know, I think people are accustomed to it, especially if they're already receiving messages from your shop about their car. You know, payment is just a feature essentially here in the overall process that is really digital vehicle inspection. So I think they're probably used to receiving it and won't have any qualms about it. And ultimately, you are saving them time as well.
Okay, so explain it to me, because if there's a small adoption rate going on, let's assume that 90% of my listener right now isn't aware, okay? And I get a text on the completion of the ticket, $952. Is there something in that text that prompts me to, would you like to pay now? Or is it an option for every text ticket that goes out? Or is it only an option for the person who says, that's how I want to pay?
I think depending on the digital vehicle inspection process, so it will depend based on which company you're using.
Okay, so you're integrated to these other DVI systems.
That's right.
And then there must be a switch inside of them that allows text to pay to work.
That's right.
Got it.
Yep. So we plug into them and they pull out the RO information okay. out of the shop management system.
I see.
Or in some cases, some shop management systems like ShopBoss have it built in. So they'll send out that text message from within their system with mm-hmm. the RO information. And part of it will be a button there that says you can pay. So it'll depend on which system they're using, but it usually shows up on everybody's. I think the main way of doing it is that it just shows up as an option once the car is completed and the RO is ready.
So a wonderful technology progression for our industry, and it came about because you were curious and you wanted to make this happen.
Curious and looking for a way to make the lives of our customers better, really just trying to do something different from our perspective. How do we set ourselves apart? How do we be different from a payments company? And that we thought this was something that was missing. And it just, seems to be working pretty well so far.
Well, no doubt differentiation for the service professional also that he can offer this as an option.
I think it elevates their game. I think, showing that you're on the leading edge of technology as a shop owner is really important in general. I think our customers are, they want that. They want to feel like, they're going to a shop that's sophisticated, that's taking care of their information, their credit card information. And this is absolutely the best way to do it because the card never leaves the customer's hand. So, they're entering it into a secure website that never touches the shop's business, right? The shop's completely out of scope of PCI compliance in this situation. So they don't have to worry about any type of data breach or anything like that.
And you bring up a great point about PCI compliance. Steve has been on the show before, and it was episode 264, and that's what we talked about. And, having been in business before, I know it and I get it and I understand it, but there were so many young business people that are coming up inside the industry, it's one more thing I got to worry about. And it's critical and it's important. So if you want to go back, listen to episode 264, and Steve shared a lot of credit card compliance issues and all those rules and how it works and how often you have to do it. And just another stress log on being a businessman, person, lady.
If you need something to read late at night to help you go to sleep, just feel free to read up on PCI guidelines or listen to that episode.
Or wait a minute, something that'll wake you up at 2 o'clock in the morning, right?
That might be true. Once you find out if you're not doing the proper PCI compliance things. God,
episode 264. Hey, thanks for being here and helping us understand text to pay. I find it a fascinating piece of differentiation in our industry. And of course, we've got good old Bill Nalu just speaking so highly about it. And I had no idea you were his provider. And he loves it. And he believes for him, it's been a competitive advantage. So thanks for coming on and sharing.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Carm. It was great. Had a lot of fun.
Steve Ciabattoni, 360 Payments. We'll put your website link in the show notes page. Steve, actually, just tell us what it is.
It's www.360payments.com. And actually, Carm, I'll send you the ROI calculator as well so you can post that.
Oh, that would be beautiful. Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks so much, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.